This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. So how is this debate, Scott, between cessationism and continuationism more than a debate over whether men still possess these supernatural sign gifts as the apostles did in the first century? But really, it's a debate about the operation of the Holy Spirit today and ultimately about the authority of Scripture.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that text in 2 Peter is so critical because it contrasts Peter's experience of Jesus' transfiguration on the Mount, which was God himself speaking from heaven and confirming his Son. Contrast that with the written word. And Peter's argument in that passage is very clearly that the word, the written word, is the certain, sure revelation that we need to rely on, rather than longing after even these sorts of supernatural experiences like he and the apostles experienced in the first century. I think that's key because the issue here really is the sufficiency of the word. Even those more thoughtful continuationists, they say they believe in the sufficiency of the word, but the minute that we teach that God still speaks outside of his word or still gives these gifts, these miraculous gifts outside of the inspired word, we really are impeding upon the sufficient work of the word itself. You mentioned the operation of the Holy Spirit. Well, I think the question we need to be asking, and I've actually just finished a book on what does the Holy Spirit do today that will be out sometime this year. The question we ought to be asking is what ought to be our normal expectation for how the Holy Spirit works? The Holy Spirit is active. God does divine works every single day. Cessationism is not teaching that God does not work and that the Holy Spirit is not active. He absolutely is active. He does divine extraordinary works, particularly in the regenerating of dead hearts and the sanctifying of believers. That's divine work from God. But what we find in the pages of Scripture is that our expectation ought to be that the Holy Spirit does those works through the sufficient word that he has inspired, which is more sure and certain than even if we had some sort of experience of God's miraculous works. The minute that you talk about those things, God gifting miraculous works, or God even speaking directly to individuals, well, then you're placing in the equation some uncertainty regarding that fallible individual's private interpretation of his experience. But what Peter is saying in that text is that the written word is not reliant upon the private personal interpretation. It's not produced by a private personal interpretation of an individual. We have a written word, now a complete canon of Scripture, and the fact that we have that complete canon of Scripture now that is sufficient and is authoritative means that God no longer speaks directly. He speaks through his word. He doesn't speak directly in some sort of personal experience. And he also doesn't, therefore, need to gift individuals with the sign gifts, which, as we've mentioned already, the whole purpose of those gifts was to confirm the messenger when God was delivering that prophecy while the canon of Scripture during certain stages in his redemptive history was being added to for the completion of God's revelation. So it's important to emphasize the Holy Spirit is an active worker in the world today. God continues to do divine works, both providentially, which is still a divine work, but also in our immediate experience, and especially in the regeneration of sinners and the sanctification of believers. All of those things God works through the sufficient word that he has inspired.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.